Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 9th, 2019. The Abundant Life, Meaning, Reaping, and Keeping, Part 2. Jesus' promise of living life in all of its fullness is available to everyone, but it is not automatic. The Lord has shown me that the most important key in attaining this quality of life is that it cannot be the goal. Rather, it is a byproduct of our primary goal. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Abundant living is the fruit of being and remaining in a right relationship with God. That's why I use the term reaping instead of getting in the title of this blog. This relationship begins the moment we accept Jesus' free gift of eternal life. Jesus said in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life. It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know Him, Jesus, as the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, whom you have sent." That's the Amplified version. God created you to be in a love relationship with Him forever, and that way is found only through His Son. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Why do we have to come through Jesus? Because God is pure, righteous, and holy, and we are not. We are sinners. Habakkuk 1:13, "But you are pure and cannot stand the sight of evil." The good news is, Jesus makes us clean by taking the punishment we deserve for wrongdoing upon Himself. By accepting His work on the cross, He gives us His purity, His righteousness, so that we can draw close to this most holy God. For a more detailed explanation, click on the link in the text. So the abundant life starts with being in a right relationship with God through His Son. Next, we need to remain in a right relationship. We do that by living an obedient life. Now, please don't let that be a turnoff. His commands are not burdensome. They are good and beneficial. Would you, as a loving parent, tell your child something that would hurt him? Of course not. In the same way, our Heavenly Father only wants what is best for us, even though it may include restrictions and some things we may not like at first. Deuteronomy 6, 2-3 says, "Fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all His decrees and commands that I give you, so that you may enjoy long life. Be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you." Being a gardener, I just love the word picture Jesus gives in John 15 of abiding in the vine. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Verses 1, 4, 7, and 9 to 11. I believe the phrase, "if you remain in me and my words remain in you," means to live in Christ and by His word. It means we need to know it, ponder it, so we can apply it, that is, obey. By obeying God's word, we will not restrict the life flow of the vine into us, the branch. His nourishing truths and living water will result in the much-desired fruit of love, joy, and peace. See Galatians 5:22. In other words, the abundant life. Next time, my friends, I will discuss how to keep it. Until then, abide in Christ. It is a sweet, sweet existence.